Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
We also have in studio, like I've mentioned, is Shanaz Morris, and she had been a regular on the season before this one. And I had to call her back. I had to call her back because we learned so much from her and we gained so much from her as well. And today we're going to be talking about values. And you know that Shanaz is from happyconfidentme.co.za. Is it .co.za? Yes. .co.za. So please go on, because she does also offer workshops, and she's a registered psychologist, so a registered counselor. And she's really, yeah, like the word counselor says, to help and assist you in being the best you can be. Values. It's almost at the top of everything that we do. Yeah. I'm not even going to, I don't even want to start off with a definition, because you know no, I start off with the wrong definition.
Can I start off with a joke?
Oh, yes. You know, yes, I'm lighthearted.
Well, the joke that all small kids like to make, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Do you know that joke? Yeah. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Okay, yes.
So, always different answers. But I mean, I would make that same joke with values, beliefs, and attitudes. That we don't understand which one came first. Most of us just believe that I have this value, and that's why I behave this way. But if you know which comes first, you actually empower yourself with how you behave. Mm-hmm. Because the behavior is right at the end of the spectrum, after you've done. So which came first? When you know, because you saw the picture. So, I mean, what if,
for I will act like I don't. So which comes first, Shanaz?
Your beliefs come first. So we obviously, I mean, being Muslim, our belief system is influenced by our religion. There mm-hmm. are things that are dictated to us, and that's our beliefs. But at the same time, we live in a Western culture.
Yes.
So culture influences beliefs. We have different levels of education. So while we get educated in the system, beliefs get added onto that. And obviously, significant people in our lives come along,
of
and they
course.
Add beliefs because we admire them, so we adopt their belief system. And life in general shapes us. So here we have all these forces around us, and those things what dictate what's important to us, which is your values. So you find the reason I told you let's do values, I started doing couple counseling, something I didn't really want to do initially. And I find all the arguments, and especially for young foreigners getting married here, this is important to listen to, that when there's a clash between a husband and a wife, what they don't seem to understand is you come from your family of origin with your values. My husband lived down the road from me. I mean, really in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Both Muslim, you know, in similar environments, but our values were not the same. Your family of origin. Mm. So even if you have a value of, for instance, success, it's still shaped differently by your family. So a lot of couples are not understanding the clash maybe around money. Money's a value,
yeah.
But the one says, no, I want to save our money. Other one says, no, if we have it, we should spend it. All the arguments are going to be around, you spend too much money. You know, or you don't earn enough money, get a better job. Or so you can understand where every time at the core of a disagreement is going to be money. Family, another big one.
Oh.
People argue a lot about you spend too much time with your family. We always go to your family. But you know, by its nature, women love being around their families. And
yeah.
they drag their husbands along. You'll never find a husband begging all the time, I want to go to
socially
my mommy.
Yeah.
You know, let's spend more time with my mommy. You know, it's hardly ever that case. But the best way would be to balance it out. I'll never forget the first time I went to my in-laws, I was like so uncomfortable. What I didn't realize as a young bride was that families are different. A family mm-hmm. with three boys in and a family with four girls and one boy are not going to have a dynamic
yeah.
that's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Girls talk a lot. So we are speakers, we're emotional in each other's faces.
Oh.
That's my family dynamic. A family with boys only, it's only talking when they need to talk. And they're not angry, they just don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
You know how many years it took me to figure that one out? You know, but there's so many couples, young couples, that don't understand that they want to impose, but my family, we do it like this. You must change it
now. How do you reach that balance?
You know what? You come from, firstly, did you do your homework? I gave it to identify your values. You remember I emailed you and I said, this is your homework.
I didn't actually see that.
It was for you to get a sense. It's important. I mean, I did the values exercise when I was in one of my therapy sessions with my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. I do need, not crazy. We're not all crazy, but we need support. So I identified my values mm-hmm. in that session. And a lot of my unhappy moments and my successes all made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was tied into values.
Oh.
But you don't concretely know what your top five values are.
Okay, we're going to go into that after the break. So do stay tuned. We're talking about values with Shanaz Moas. Yes, you are listening to Cover Mode. We've just said goodbye to Mariam and her daughter Farinaz and her sister Amina. And they spoke about Cherry Couture. And we are chatting to, I'm chatting to Shanaz Moas, a registered counselor at Happy Confident Me, about values. And we said that, you know, right at the top or at the start of formulating those values, identifying or building or the foundation is your beliefs. But just before the break, you were going to give us a 10 tip. What was it?
Tip?
No, the whole thing is a tip.
The whole thing, yeah. I don't think people are really process the importance of a value. It's not something you sit down and actually do, which is why the values exercise that I normally give clients, and you can do it when you want to, Rishan, you have it in your email.
I will come and check my email again.
Get your husband to do it as well, because uh-huh. that will also give you both an idea of where you are. And I the first couple I gave it to this year only had two values in common.
Mm-hmm.
So, which meant a lot of arguments are going to be about all the uncommon ones.
Yeah.
So,
you
now have power over the situation, because you know when you're entering into a discussion on something that you don't really value, it's going to go a bit wonky. There's going to be some disagreement. So, you enter into a space of awareness, so you're actually in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can actually choose more responsibly how to respond or what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because the assumption is we Muslim, we Capetonian, we all have the same values.
But it's not
Not the case. It's so far from the case. And there's this nice quote from Mahatma Gandhi that says, your beliefs become your thoughts, your thoughts become mm-hmm. Your words become your actions become your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, when Mariam was still here, before we went on air, we were talking about success, wealth, and recognition. And I said that if you have those values, they can only be achieved through hard work, dedication, motivation, the need to either better yourself through education or situation. So you can't want success but just sit on your butt and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't want recognition without making an effort to make a difference in the world. You know, and she's definitely making a difference in the world of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you these things tie together. So unhappy people, we're talking about emotional well-being.
Yes.
So you're longing and you're envious of somebody's success, but you actually make no effort. You don't know the hard work that goes behind someone's success.
Mm-hmm.
What they put in, she said on air, her house is always open 10 in the morning. And it was off air. And I was thinking, no, Mariam, don't. You must have boundaries, which is our next topic.
Yes.
You know, so as much as we have a big heart and want to help others, we must, and that's next week's topic, we must know how to put mechanisms in place to protect our heart,
mm-hmm.
to protect our families, just to protect ourselves in general. So values come in, and you'll be surprised that most people will probably say things like family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, being with my family, you know, time with family, that's my number one value. And then you challenge them and you say, okay, how much time a week do you spend with your children?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I've got a demanding job. I'm really busy. I try, but I just can't. And when I get home, there's so much to do. It's okay, I quantify it. And people don't want I don't want explanations. Give me numbers.
Mm.
Oh, maybe like an hour in the week on weekends, because it may not work. You know, like maybe 2 or 3 hours. I said, okay, how many hours do you spend at work? What else do you do? So you're adding up and you're giving people. Some people can only recognize something in a numerical way.
Yes.
Tangible. This thing about feelings, and I don't get it. I get numbers. And then numbers translate to This is how you value your time. Work is the most important. Yes, we all have to work. But if you have a job that takes you away from your family too often,
mm-hmm.
if you have a job that is so stressful you can't enjoy being with your family, right? So you must actually add as a value your own health. Happiness is a value.
Mm-hmm.
Joy is a value. So nobody comes along and gives you a bag and says, here's some new values for you, Roshan. You've been looking a bit pale lately. Yeah, and in this value is relaxation.
Uh-huh.
In this bag is new things, relaxation, enjoyment of life, gratitude. Those are hard-earned reworking of values. And values are passed down in a way because... But if you look at where our grandparents were in a lifestyle, there's some non-negotiable stuff because it comes out of our DNA.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of values that may not be relevant because people are not needing to be a certain way. They don't have money crisis, mm-hmm. like in terms of there was maybe huge disparity back then. Survival was the key thing. So you can negotiate what values you're going to keep. So this bag of values that gets handed to you, you can actually... But you must be open to open it up and receive and examine what works now. What can I add? What do I want my kids to have? So you ask about a couple and both having different values. You can actually sit down and decide, okay, we've got kids now. What do we want them to value?
Mm-hmm.
Is education a high thing? You know, because, okay, both of us have been... So for instance, my parents did not finish school, which is a common trend, you know, mm-hmm. in the district 6 times. But education was a high value. They really wanted us, those who were able to study further, you know, and then you had your teacher and my brother's a doctor and myself that's a counselor. So for them, education was a value because education meant a better lifestyle, right? Not having to struggle financially.
Right.
So this is, can you see the equation now? Now we're forcing our kids maybe to study because it's about status.
Mm.
We don't need them to have a better lifestyle. They're quite comfortable. Some of them are quite bratty, actually. You know, they get cars when they're 18 and all these things, you know.
That's also placing the wrong values.
Yeah, so you the fact that you can give your kids certain things, it doesn't teach them the right value
mm-hmm.
of that thing. So we, okay.
We're going to break shortly and then continue with the conversation on values with Shanaz Moss. You're listening to Cover Mode on Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. I'm your host, Roshan Isaacs, and I'm chatting to Shanaz Moss of Happy Confident Me, and we're talking about values. And, you know, we couldn't stop talking. We chatted off air, and I'm always watching the red light in studio just in case we're chatting without realizing that we're on air. Because the you know, values are so important when we are raising kids. It's important when we are building a career, as we've heard from Cherry Couture, what her values are and how she supports others, because it's so important to her, how customer service is so important to her as well. And you see it with your relationships with other people. You see it in the way that you and your husband relate. You see it in the way you raise kids. You see it in the way people set up their businesses as a whole. And I've seen it in places I've worked at where there's change in management and all of a sudden the values of the whole company changes. So values are very, very pertinent to being able to grow sort of in the right direction. But what is that direction?
Well, the direction is actually all up to you. So people often want to blame outside influences on their success or their failure or whatever it is, their misfortune, not realizing that at the beginning of it all is you, your core beliefs. So your belief in your worth.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm worthy. You go out in the world. We were talking about that before, about your positive,
yes.
your vibe, your energy. So that's almost like a shield that wards off. Your shield, your armor, your positivity is an armor. Like people think, like, why are you so happy all the time? Why are you so perky? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of make a choice. It's not accidental. And I do have challenges. My 14-year-old daughter today says, oh, I hate you. I don't love you anymore. Yeah, yeah, welcome to the life of a teenage mom. But I didn't internalize that as, oh, my word, I'm a failure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bad mother. It comes down to my belief, right, which underpins a value. So I didn't... Because you can decide, I'm going to now take this child on, how dare she speak to me this way.
Mm-hmm.
But my core belief is she's a teenager.
Yeah.
She's meant to, you know, rattle me a bit. today's the day, officially rattled. So your core belief about yourself, that's your jet fuel for everything mm-hmm. else. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have quite irrational core beliefs. I'm not good enough. I'm unattractive. You know, I'm not smart enough. I'm mm-hmm. not. And I mean, we're talking about passion.
You tend to tell yourself that all the time. You're going to be pulling yourself down. No one else is doing it but you.
And it's true. You do. And for most of us, well, a lot of us received that messaging in our childhood, which is what we carried through. But when you get to adult stage and you realize, oh my word, I actually am doing this to myself, then it's up to you mm-hmm. to take charge and change that core belief that I am worthwhile. You don't need to look at it in terms of relationships in the beginning. Look at it in terms of yourself. And once you believe that you have value, do others add value to my life? Who do I surround myself with? Are these people who bring me up mm-hmm. or bring me down? Because you attract people based on your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So positive people do tend to, but you'll have the negative ones, but they'll be almost like insects flying into that little thing that goes bzzz, that light. Mm. So that's Yurishan. The negative people are the bugs that get zapped, I think, for myself as well, because it's not like they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not responsible for your values and your beliefs, only my own.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a responsibility to my children, though. So between yourself and your partner, you need to look at what your values are. And are they similar? Do you need to add something to it? Because it's not an automatic process. The fact that you may be successful isn't a guarantee that your kids will value success as something that they want to carry forward.
Okay. And we did post earlier, I think, on your page as well, Shanaz Moos. You've also got a page, Happy Confidently.
Yes, yes, I do.
Counseling and workshops. And I posted it on Cover Mode. I think I sent it to the Voice of the Cape as well, the Facebook page. And it is a diagram that starts off with your beliefs. That's your culture, your faith, your education, your experience, mentors, things that make up your beliefs and ideas that you hold to be true. And then we moved on to your values. What is important to you? Happiness, wealth, career success, family. And you put it down so nicely in terms of putting it in numerical format. Mm. How much time do we spend on everything? And that way you actually find out what you value more in terms of your time. Mm. And then we moved on to attitudes, your attitudes, how you treat others and approach situations, you know, whether it's in the form of convenience, being a professional, respect, peer pressure, and there can be hundreds of things that align to your attitudes. And right on the top there was your behavior, how you act. And how you behave and you act is or based down to your core values.
Yeah, definitely. At the end of it, you know, people actually only are aware of the behavior part.
Mm-hmm.
They're only cognizant, oh my word, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
But then they never ask, why is that person behaving in that way?
Why am I behaving in this way?
Yeah.
Or someone else's behavior upsets you mm-hmm. and then it causes you to respond in a certain way because you didn't stop and think about, why am I upset?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the more awareness you have, the less you get triggered by other people's different values. So,
just some lasting comments from you because we're going to be closing and going to the news shortly. On attaining values that you want to actually grow with, you know, because a lot of people think that, you know, they've grown up, like I said, I select the positive out of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we are kind of sort of controlled by the belief system of being Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of, but I think over time people have thrown out some really important values which actually should have stayed and added some ones now, like materialism and those things that are not really working for us as a community anymore. And that's why our young people are so disconnected mm-hmm. from the deen. Because we value success in the form of what car you drive, where you live, and those types of things. And that's what our children are growing up with, that makes me.
So then I'm going to leave you with, children are the living messages we send to a future unknown. So let's ensure that we pass on the right values and we pass on more love, more peace, because we know we have enough, you know, disorientation in the world and especially in South Africa. Shukran so much to you, Shanaz, for coming in and for chatting to us here on Cover Mode. We will be joined with you again on Monday for Cover Mode at 10 past 1. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.